If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board this hour of Money Power. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How to deal with market-moving news. How to deal with market-moving news. You know, have you ever thought about this? Ben Carlson wrote about it just the other day, and I thought it was a fantastic article because if everybody believed what everybody was saying about a year ago, you'd have hightailed it out of the stock market faster than you can shake a stick. And a lot of people did, by the way. A lot of people did. Much to their chagrin, the stock market is up almost 25% since then. Not too shabby. He also talked about, a while back, the expectation of losses. And I'm quoting myself here. The best way to win is to keep from losing. Remember, you've heard me say that many, many times. Best way to win, keep from losing. Of course. But you have to be willing to lose in order to win. The corollary to that statement. Talk a little bit about that. But I start today with this. How many of you have individual stocks that are dividend-paying stocks? It used to be, you know, we would sell widows and orphans utility stocks and you know, GE and companies that have been around forever because they paid a nice dividend. And you could live off of that dividend income. And over time, the stock price would go up and you'd become wealthy and have a nice income. And frankly, I never bought into that. I have suggested, at least initially, when you fund your retirement plan and you do so with dividend paying stocks, that you reinvest those dividends. I will explain why there's one, at least one, major bull case for owning General Electric that just flew out the window. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Lucia program helping you to make better money moves. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you want to join in on the party. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. If you email me during this program, I will put your email to the front of the list because I know you'll stick around until the end so you can hear me talk about you. One major bull case for owning General Electric just flew out the window. General Electric shares, you know, they're an enormous conglomerate, one of the oldest companies in America, been around forever a stalwart. Just slashed their dividend by 50%. So if you were relying on the GE dividend, I mean, I don't know if very many people only own General Electric and relying on that juicy dividend, what was it, like 4.5% or something? Nice, juicy dividend. And I've gotten into, I don't want to say arguments, but debates with people over the years. I actually got in a debate with someone at a financial conference. This goes back a good 15 years now. And it was over General Electric, as a matter of fact. I forget what it was about, but the fellow was not a very nice fellow. And I probably should have been a little bit nicer, and I probably should have gone to confession after all the things I said about him to his face and under my breath. But it had to do with the fact that you never know when a company is going to go down in price, and you never know when a company cuts its dividends. Even those firms that have raised dividends every year for the last 25 years and are more than likely to continue to raise dividends. We talked about those increasing dividend mutual funds, which if you own the mutual fund, I'm fine with you taking some of that dividend for income if you needed to. But if you don't need to, it's far better to reinvest the dividends and spend other money. Let volatility work to your advantage. So GE, it's implying, according to Cowen anyway, they're implying a 27 to 46% downside to the stock's current value, even after their potential restructuring. Think about this for a minute. You put your money in one of the biggest and arguably best companies in America. Your dividend gets cut. The stock price is down, what, 35%? And you are relying on that for your retirement income. I know these the games that are played on these types of shows. Oh, you can't miss. You can't miss. Remember, there were many, many, many can't-miss companies in the past that, oh, missed. In either event, the shares of GE, as I said, down 35% this year, shedding over $416 billion in market value, minus 35%, and now they cut their dividend from about 4.5% to like 2%. The average dividend yield on the S&P is just under 2%. So then I ask myself the question, if you're going to hold GE for its dividend at 2%, why wouldn't you just hold the Standard & Poor's 500 and get, you know, 400 and whatever companies sharing in that risk? Or why wouldn't you buy the mutual fund? I know a lot of people love playing the stock market, and there are shows all over this country telling you what the P.E. ratio is and why this is a good buy and why that's not a good buy. But do they really know, or is it just noise? So I'm sure that there will be analysts that now will make a case for the purchase of General Electric. I'm not in that business. I don't make individual stock recommendations. I leave that to my portfolio manager or others that I have a great deal of respect for. Or I stick with managed accounts or mutual funds where I don't have to think about it. Because if GE were one of the 15 stocks you held in your portfolio and they were all dividend-paying stocks, you just took a financial hit two ways. And a lot of people forget that. They say, well, I don't care about the share price as long as I get the dividend. Well, sometimes the share price goes down And the board gets together and says, you know what? We better cut this dividend so that we can plow that money back into rebuilding our company. So this is a pitch for diversification. Diversification in stocks and bonds and real estate and cash and alternative investments, et cetera, et cetera. And not having too many eggs in too few baskets. And if you love the shows, and some of them are very good. I mean, I have really, really good buddies, good friends that do this for a living. They go on the air. They tell you which stocks to buy. These are their sexy picks. These are their conservative picks. And they make a living doing it. And they make a good living doing it. But just keep in mind that that's what they are doing for a living. It's not what you are doing for a living. What you are doing for a living is managing your finances so that someday you can retire in comfort and safety. And going for the gusto is not a good solution to the retirement in comfort and safety proposition. All right, we'll take a break and come back with how to deal with some of the market-moving news that you may be getting from many of those shows. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Program.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Ben Carlson wrote How to Deal with Market-Moving News, and he gave some, I think, pretty decent recommendations here toward the end of this article. It was written just the other day, and I found it really interesting, and I'd like to share a lot of it with you. He says it's now been a year since the presidential election. While many were predicting the end of the world, U.S. stocks are up 24%. Foreign developed stocks are up 23%, and emerging market stocks are up 23%. Allowing political beliefs to guide your investment ideas is not a useful strategy, but people also get caught up looking for signals from potentially market-moving news or events where none exist. I mean, people I have tremendous respect for, Mark Cuban, as an example, I think is a brilliant, brilliant guy, said the market's going to collapse. Hey, Donald Trump himself predicted that we were in a bubble and the bubble was going to burst. And he never said, well, if you elect me, it's not going to burst. Not that I can recall. But it's all hyperbole because the truth is no one knows. The market news is rarely correct. A few weeks before the U.S. presidential election, he writes on, two economists set out to quantify the impact the winner would have on the stock market. Justin Wolfers and Eric Zietzowitz looked at the market's reaction to the presidential debates to determine what would happen if Donald Trump were to beat Hillary Clinton. I think most people said Hillary won the debates. I never actually thought that, but that's me. They concluded stocks would fall sharply after a surprise Trump victory, with losses in the 8 to 10% range. Now, you might recall stocks fell briefly in the after-hours trading, but they rallied more than 1% the day after, and the rest is sort of history, isn't it? Now, I'm sure the two economists came out and said, yes, well, we were right. We were just a little early. Well, you were right. It had happened in the middle of the night, for crying out loud. By the morning time, all the losses were wiped out, and it's been straight up with almost zero volatility since then. Now, I will admit that markets don't really give a care about who the president is. In fact, I suspect if you look back in history, you will find that the markets have done better under Democratic leadership than under Republican leadership. But I don't think that matters a whole bunch. to be very frank. I think policy matters over very long time horizons. For example, this whole tax policy thing we're talking about, this is not going to make a dramatic change tomorrow. It could have a dramatic positive or negative effect over a very long time period. That's why they go to the CBO and all this stuff to score these tax plans, but they're rarely accurate. They're rarely accurate because Congress rarely sticks to their guns. They'll increase deficit spending when they said they're not. Or just like what the Republicans are doing right now, I'm sure they're in some kind of a committee saying, geez, what are we going to do about this state tax deduction? We got senators and congressmen up in arms. They're not going to support this. And in the Senate, they got no margin for error. I mean, you think Flake and McCain are going to be jumping up and down to do something nice for the president after the stuff he said about them? Not that I don't necessarily agree what he said. I just don't think I would have said it publicly. But that's me. What can I say? So what are his solutions to this idea of dealing with potential market-moving news? One, avoid binary thinking. The markets don't operate like physics, he says. There are no if X, then Y formulas to explain precisely what will happen. We seem to forget this sometimes. We seem to forget that if the U.S. gets downgraded in their bond rating, then interest rates are going to go up because the U.S. is going to have to give a higher rate of return to those basically lending money to the government because their credit rating's gone down. Isn't that what we heard in August of 2011? They said, oh my gosh, the U.S. went from a AAA rating to a AA rating. That means interest rates would go up. Well, you had a 10-year treasury at the time, a very low 2.46%. Who would have thunk it would have dropped down to 2.1 since then? Who would have thunk it? Not me. I was one of the pundits saying, yeah, looks like interest rates are finally going up. That was 6 years ago, folks. 6 years ago. And interest rates have gone down. They might have ticked above 2.46% once or twice, but not really ever got above 3%. And they've come back down. And our ratings are still double A. They're not triple A. Go figure that one. Next, avoid single variable analysis. Relationships come and go in the markets. Correlations are constantly changing. Investors update their priors based on new information and data accessibility, placing too much emphasis on any single variable, ratio, statistic, or data point makes it difficult to understand what's really going on. So true. Avoid extreme positioning is next. All in or all out can make you a hero if you're right, but that's no way to stay solvent over the long term. These all in, all out strategies are really, really dangerous. Next, pay attention to psychology. We've talked a lot in this program about the psychology of investing. It's important to not only understand your own behaviors, but those of all market participants too. We've focused mostly on our behavior. But what about the behavior of others? Fear and greed cause the pendulum to swing between pessimism and optimism. You can be the most rational investor in the world, but if you don't understand that everyone else can become wildly irrational at times, you'll have a hard time succeeding in the markets. Looking at market sentiment, expectations, trends, and investor positioning are all paramount to gaining an understanding of the makeup of the markets. but they don't necessarily predict the future. The pitch today, diversify, diversify, and intelligently diversify. We'll be back.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio.
So you heard me say a little while ago, and I've said it many, many, many times over the years, the best way to win in investing is to keep from losing. But I left out the balance of that, whatever you want to call it. That is why you have to be willing to lose in order to win. Both of those statements are so true. Best way to win in investing is to keep from losing. I mean, like if you have a good defense, you won't ever lose a game. You may tie, but you'll never lose, right? So the best way to win is to have a good defense, and that's a fact, because your defense can score points, right? So the best way to win in investing, keep from losing, but you have to be willing to invest your money and lose, at least on a temporary basis, in order to win. Now, what's interesting lately is we have seen virtually no volatility to speak of. So, in fact, volatility has been uncharacteristically low for the past several years, but this year in particular. Unbelievable. We've had like 2.8%, I think is the last time I checked, has been the largest drawdown. If you go back over the last almost 70 years, you'd find that the average drawdown in any given year is like 13.5%. And most stocks fluctuate 20, 30, 40% from their high to their low throughout the year. That's called volatility. Many young investors, millennials, they have not experienced volatility. So they may think it's always going to be like this. It's not. And those of us that lived through the lost decade, where we actually lost money in the S&P, 2000 through 2009, loser, we've forgotten about it. Because since 2010 on, to mid-2009 on, it's been like 19% per year. And to be honest with you, I don't see any particular end in sight for the next several years, unless there's a major geopolitical screw up or something happens in Congress where the Republicans just can't get anything through and people give up. In either event, talking about these drawdowns, there were double-digit drawdowns in more than half of all years over the last like 70 years, while one out of every six saw 20% or worse drawdowns during the year. Think about the last time you saw a 20% drawdown. Here's what Carlson wrote about that. The crazy thing is that although these drawdowns occur almost every year like clockwork, stocks were still up over 11% per year since 1950. And they were positive almost 80% of the time, up double digits 60% of the time, while they finished the calendar year up 15% or more almost 50% of the time. So what comes to mind here is some of these investments that have caps on them. Recognize that when you have a cap, you are giving up a whole bunch of upside. 50% of the time, you earn more than 15% in the market. If you're capped at 5, you're giving up a lot. Now, that doesn't mean to say you wouldn't buy something with a cap, whether it's a structured note or an indexed annuity, which are very similar, or a structured CD or something like that. It's just you would put those in the bond category, not the stock category. And the bone that I have to pick with a lot of people in the industry is they say, buy this structured product. And it's like getting most of the stock market returns with none of the stock market risk. That is not true. You're not going to get most of the stock market returns. What you're going to get is a bond-like return. The one maybe exception to that might be a variable universal life insurance policy with a 12 or 13% cap. Then you would be capturing a lot, but not all, of the upside. But in return for that, you would capture a lot less of the downside. And perhaps, did I say variable? I should have said index universal life. The variable, you collect all of the, or capture all of the downside, and all of the upside, less dividends. But in an index, you don't get any of the downside. You get a zero for the most part. But you get capped out at 11, 12, 13%. Well, in looking back in years past, that's worked out to about an 8% or so rate of return. Well, that's pretty good. But the stock market's done 11. So you've got to weigh the two. You've got tax benefits on one, you don't have the tax benefits on the other. In either event, they go on to say that in effect, double-digit losses were almost as prevalent as double-digit gains, even though the gains far outweighed the losses. Stocks don't have to crash every time they fall. In fact, the majority of the time when you're invested in the stock market, you're going to be experiencing a drawdown for the simple fact that new all-time highs aren't reached every single day. And stocks are only up around 50% of the trading days. Okay, so allow me, if I may, to summarize. Yes, in order to win, you have to keep from losing, but in order to actually make money, you have to be willing to lose in order to win. So now we are defining time horizons. So we talked about diversify, intelligent diversification. What do I mean by that? Well, you can diversify. You can own Coke and Pepsi. I guess that's diversification, but it's certainly not intelligent diversification. You want to have a diversified portfolio that looks at growth stocks in addition to value stocks. Because guess what happens? Sometimes growth is in favor, sometimes value is in favor. If you have a really good advisor that follows this closely, and I would say not advisor, money manager, so advisors I wouldn't rely on. If a person is looking at, you know, computer screens all day long and studying this stuff, maybe you can do weightings, a little overweight value, a little overweight growth. Anytime you're doing that, it's tantamount to doing some semblance of market timing, and the results may backfire on you. But it doesn't bother me to have some techniques. What bothers me is the all-in, all-out, I-know-everything mentality. Time horizon. So the other day we talked about if you're in a balanced portfolio over 5 years, over 10 years, over 15 years, it is rare that you would see a balanced portfolio of stocks and bonds to lose money over a seven-year period. It's one of the reasons why early on, when I developed a 15-year super safe and semi-safe buckets, if you will, I used a 7- and 8-year plan. The 7-year plan could consist of 2 years of cash and 5 years of other pretty safe bonds, etc., for the first 7 years. And then the next 8 years, you could add strategic income funds and high-yield bonds and maybe even some dividend paying stocks. But when you got into the aggressive stuff, stocks, and real estate, we almost always suggested having a 15-plus year time horizon. Remember, was it on this show we talked about spending dividends? Maybe it was last hour. I can't remember. It all runs together with me. But spending dividends day one when you buy the stock, not as effective as spending dividends 15 years after you bought the stock with all those prior dividends reinvested. Because if you follow this mentality of a 7-year, 8-year, super safe, pretty safe, risky bucket concept, once you burn through the first 15 years worth of the safe money, you have had ample time for the risky money to do what risky money does over time, grow. And so when we come back from the break, I've got emails, but I'll explain the 15-year cycle thing for you, which has been proven out in an academic lab. Stick around. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Lucia Show. We'll get to a call here momentarily, but let me just finish on this 15-year thing. You've heard me talk about it before, but it's so, so important. Michael Kitsis did a great study on this a few years ago, and I cannot recall for the life of me. I was trying to find it during the break, but I couldn't. But basically what he did is he charted 15-year cycles against one another, and what he found is this, and he went back into the 1800s. He found that if you experienced a poor 15-year cycle in the stock market, that in 100% of the cases, the next 15 years was a very good cycle. And it could be as much as 400 basis points good or better, if you will. So it wouldn't matter to me, as long as you've got the first 15 years of your income needs covered. And I came across this anecdotally from experience. I'm no propeller head, but he is. And if you started out with a really good 15 years, your equity portfolio, let's say it represented 60% of your total assets or 50% of your total assets, and it does double digits for the next 15 years, even if it doesn't do so hot 15 years later, the dividends and the cash flow coming from that, in particular if you have real estate and private debt and all that in your diversified portfolio, makes up for it. So 15 years of good, followed by 15 years of not so good, followed by 15 years of good. And I don't know where we are in the cycle. Nobody does. But it would seem that we probably have a few more years to run. But it doesn't matter if you get the strategy right. And that was the point that I was making before the break. Now, I know we have Simon on the line. Hello, Simon. How you doing today? Hello there, Simon.
Hi, Richard. Hi, Ray.
Hi. Go ahead.
My question is, I have a pension plan. There is annuity with my company. I'm planning to live. I'm only 59 years old. In order to avoid to pay the penalty, can I leave it with the company until I reach the 59 and a half, or I have to take it and can roll over to a regular IRA?
Okay, well, there's a couple of questions here. Number one is, you said it was a pension plan. So typically, you'll have the option of either taking a lump sum or a monthly income. Have they given you that option?
Yes, that's correct.
What are the numbers? How much of a lump sum will they give you?
The lump sum is only like $26,000, and the monthly payment is like $106,000. $60.
All right. Well, you're 59. When will they start paying you that?
It's supposed to 1 month after I left the company.
So that's a distribution rate of 6.4, about 8%, which isn't bad for a 59-year-old. You would have a difficult time doing that. Now, it's only $160 a month, so I could understand your desire to perhaps want to take that money and run. But from a pure mathematical standpoint, it would be hard to generate a lifetime income because you'd have to make 8% on your money to do that. But there would be potentially something left over. Now, if you're terminating employment, you don't have to wait until you're 59 and a half. You would just take the money and have it sent directly to a self-directed IRA. Talk to the HR department. They'll put the money in an individual retirement account that you set up outside of your company, and you don't have to wait until 59 and a half. The 59 and a half thing has to do with taking money out without a penalty, which you can do from an IRA once you're 59 and a half. So if you decide to take the lump sum, honestly, I probably would. If you decide to take the lump sum, have it rolled directly to an IRA. Don't have them cut you the check. Go to a mutual fund company or whatever, get the IRA set up, and then go to your HR department with wiring instructions. All right?
All right.
All right, buddy. Well,
thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you very much for listening to the show. I appreciate it. That is Simon. You know, I said that I would probably take the lump sum, even though I also said on the other side of my mouth, be hard to get a distribution that's guaranteed at 8% for life. By the same token, I don't know, it's $26,000. For me, $26,000 can pay off a lot of debt, can put you in a much better place in the shorter run. And that long run thing, as I've mentioned a gazillion times before from other academic studies, spending does decline as we age. And people have a hard time grasping that concept, but it's true. Look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's true. So for me, a small sum like that could probably do more good today. I don't know what his debt situation is. But if he's got really high interest rate debt or a car payment or whatever, I would think that taking the lump sum might be a little bit better. But on a pure mathematical basis, hard to beat the pension that they're offering him. All right, let's see if we can get to at least one email. Hit it, boys. Sandy, should I pay back, should I pay my back state income taxes before year end? I talked about this last hour. Listen, Sandy, I don't know. This is kind of complicated because you might get tagged with the alternative minimum tax, and if you do, it's not worth paying. Now, you just got to go see your accountant. Have them do a workup. I have one of my kids I'm doing this for right now with my and her accountant to find out if she should pay the state tax. Because if the state tax deduction goes away in California, that's a lost opportunity. If she can take the write-off this year, she may as well pay the state tax now rather than pay it later. If you're going to get stung with the alt men, don't do it. But the only person that can answer that question, if you're not a tax advisor yourself, will be your accountant. It has a lot to do with what your other deductions are. If you have a home equity line, that's a tax preference item. Your state tax, your property taxes, your exemptions, if you got a bunch of kids, that works against you. Now, if the state tax is repealed, so will the alternative minimum tax be repealed. So both of those problems go away next year, offset themselves. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
Ooh, ooh. You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at
Biz Talk Radio.